It's wonderful to be here with everybody. Blessing on all of you. What I'm going to do is go into the meditation and just feel into it and feel relaxed, and then we'll go for about half an hour or so. Got quite a wonderful reading from Jeshua. And this is material from Jesus, Jeshua, as Judy channels Jeshua. And this particular one is from the last chapter of Book 4, where Jeshua talks to us about come unto me. So just allow, and then at the very end, we'll just go briefly, and if there's anything you want to share, but that's optional, okay? Beloved brothers and sisters, in this meditation tonight, we are going to dive deeper into the practices of releasing burdens and envisioning peace within the Christ self of you. So let's take deep, slow breaths together. Let's count 7 of them. Really deep, inhale and exhale. As we release anything unlike love in our bodies and minds and prepare to go into deeper dimension of our God mind. Throughout this meditation, I will remind you to breathe deeper and relax your hold on this reality more and more. And the reminder will be this beautiful chime. Remember to breathe. Allow yourself to let your breath be your connection with Source. God is breathing you. As you breathe deep cleansing breaths, you let go of the constraints of your body, the constraints of stress, the constraints of mental, emotional, and spiritual stress. As you relax, go to your favorite nature place where you feel safe, peaceful, and open to hearing. Not just with your mind, but with your heart. You may want to be by the ocean or the forest, by a riverside, or even on another planet. Wherever you go, see it as the doorway into the fifth dimension, into the doorway of peace, love, and joy that await on the other side. Breathe. You are so welcome here. Allow the mind and the heart to connect at the very center of your heart as you enter into this dimension. The Though your body remains in this third dimension, you are safe in this sacred space. You may even want to put your hand over your heart for a little while so you can feel the energy exchange between your heart and the energy flowing from your hand. With your other hand, touch the third eye in the middle of your forehead so you are joining the mind and the heart. Breathe. Breathe that connection. How does it feel to completely let go and let God hold you and breathe you? How loved you are. How supported you are. Feel it. Breathe it. Relax into it. Now let us take in the beautiful message that Jeshua gives us for the healing of yourself and thus contributing to the healing of the whole, of the oneness. Jeshua speaks to us, "Beloved ones, you have a saying in your scripture, an invitation which I extended to you then, and extend unto you now and throughout all of time. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come unto me as you know me to be one Jeshua, Jesus. Come to me as you would to an elder brother, a friend. Speak with me your troubles, your concerns, as you would do with a friend. Place them in my hands. I will take them. No longer need you be heavily burdened. Come unto me and give me your worries. Always, I stand ready to take from you the illusions of the world. They feel very heavy to you as you are in the midst of dealing with them. Give them to me, beloved, and I will make them light. Give them to me, and as much as is possible, leave them in my care and keeping. In times of struggle, come unto me. In times of questions, in times when it seems like there is too much to do and not enough time, not enough energy. Times when the voice of the world speaks so loudly that the inner voice is almost lost. Come unto me. Breathe. My shoulders are broad. My hands are big. I can hold whatever you will give to me. This is what you would do with an elder brother, is it not? One who loves you. One with whom you have conversation. One with whom you have the dialogue that is intimate and loving. You would go to that elder brother, the wise one, and you would say, this is what is troubling me, and I don't know how to get through it. I'm working on it. I have some clues, but it seems very heavy. And of myself, I don't know how to do, what to go, where to go to, how to go into the future with this. The elder brother lovingly will say, let me look at it. Let me take it and work with it. And instantly, in that moment, the heaviness is lifted from your shoulders. Speak to Jeshua. Give him your troubles. Beloved one, bring your troubles, your concerns, your challenges to me as one Jeshua. Then come unto me, the Christ. Bring your problems to the Christ, and in that holy space, all will be healed. Now, how do you do this? At first, it seems easier to understand by coming to the personality. You see each other. You interact with each other as personalities, individuals. You know relationships. It is a step beyond that to bring it to one yet unseen as you understand me to be. Then come the next step to the Christ. How do you begin to bring the troubles to the Christ? It begins with the simplicity of the deep breath once again. Whenever you feel yourself caught up in the turmoil of the voice of the world, breathe. It is as simple as that to begin the process of remembrance of your Christ. Allow yourself in this space of peace to begin to trust that which is unseen. Have faith, beloved, in the inner voice which speaks to you and says, No matter what is going on, I know that it serves a divine purpose. Breathe and feel the divine purpose that Joshua speaks about. Ask for that holy vision of the divine purpose. When the voice of the world questions, what is going to happen the next day, the next week, the next year? Breathe and come unto me. Abide with me. Me as you see one Joshua, for always I welcome your company. But more than that, come unto me, the Christ of you, that place of sacred peace, that place which the world does not understand, and yet the world cannot assail it, that place of perfect wisdom, the inner kingdom. Breathe. Let go. Come unto the Christ of you. Walk in the shoes, the sandals of the Christ. Try them on for size. See how they feel. How would it feel to go through an hour, a day, as the Christ? How would I look upon myself? How would everything appear to me as the Christ? Come unto me, the Christ. Look through the Christ eyes and realize I am Christ in this reality, having a human experience. It is the Christ of me which allows me to have the human experience. Breathe. Breathe. You have had experiences which were, while you were in the midst of them, most upsetting, most worrisome. You felt even like the body itself was going to be torn asunder because there were so many feelings within you. It is called stress. You felt that there was be no peace within yourself, no peace within the world, and you've experienced the dark night of the soul that quite literally kept you awake all night and would not give you peace. But as you have looked upon the experience, you have seen those experiences in a different light. You could see how all the events happened in divine order, a catalyst for the remembrance of the Holy Self. Every event, every worrisome time is a catalyst, beloved, an opportunity to remember the Holy Self and to come up higher. That is why I say, come unto me. Come up higher in your perspective. Breathe. Breathe and see all those experiences in divine order. Now the physical eyes will show you separation. And many of the experiences that you have known so far have been based upon the physical senses, which have let you reinforce the belief that says, I am separate and I have to defend that which I have. I have to hold on to whatever I have to know security. You run around most busy trying to shore up that which has helped you through in the past, and you have tried to get friends and family and mate and co-workers to provide you your security. Yet, beloved, the greatest security comes from your flexibility in the face of change. Your true security is found in coming home to the Christ. Come unto the Christ of you. Come up higher. Breathe. Breathe. And we turn once again to the home of the Father, that place of perfect peace, the place where it matters not what the outer appearances may be. Come unto me, abide with me. Breathe. Let God breathe you. Come unto me, abide in me. I put my arms around you, and I take you to my heart, for I love that which you are. Beloved one, come unto me. Breathe. Beloved one, come unto me, and so be it. Now gently and easily begin to bring yourself back into this third dimension, bringing with you the vision of the fifth dimension that you have just experienced with your breath, with your heart. Bring back that peace that the world needs so much. Bring back the bright light of that sacred space. Bring back your remembrance of your Christ self as you live it every day. And as you look upon the brothers and sisters and see it in their eyes. Come unto the Christ of you and live there, now and always. I love you.